start over again. The Perek HaTeilin, Teilin, Hestav Kuf Lamed Zayin Omed Beis. So the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Teilin Es Hamishmeres B'Yomtiv. Rabbi Eliezer holds you allowed to stretch out the Mishmeres. That's the cloth that you put on top of the barrel to use as a sieve to clean out the wine. So you're allowed to spread out the cloth on top of the barrel on Yom Tov. Even though the Chum say it's also, because it's an Asiyas oil, you're making a tent like on top of the barrel, we have less hold this mutter to do it on Yom Tov. Now, on Shabbos, it's also to spread out the cloth on top of the barrel. We have less also holds it's also to make the oil on Shabbos. He only says, though, that if it was done before Shabbos, on Shabbos, you're allowed to put the wine through the strainer, through the sifter, to sift the yain. If it was tluya before Shabbos, the material, the cloth, was spread out on top of the barrel before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you want to pour the wine through the cloth to strain out the wine, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. For Chachamim say no. Ein toilin es hamishmeres b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to stretch out the cloth on top of the barrel on Yom Tov. It's also osir. There's an Issa Asiyas oil on Yom Tov. And Avadah on Shabbos also it's osir. The Vayta Zot Rechomim, V'yei Noisnin L'Tluya B'Shabbos. Even in the case we already had the cloth stretched out before Shabbos on top of the barrel, there's also an Issa to pour the wine through the strainer on Shabbos. Poshit is an Issa for Merakit. You're straining the wine on Shabbos. But the Chumam Ma'amoyde that on Yom Tov it's mutter. It's even though it's a Meleches Merakeh you're doing on Yom Tov, you're straining the wine from the pits and the shells of the grapes, still on Yom Tov it's mutter. So Taisa says it's mutter on Yom Tov. You have to say it. Tzorach Lefari Shalaymar Shimhoyo Seil Miyesma Luhoyo Tov Kol Kach Lechozik. If you would have strained it yesterday, the wine wouldn't be so strong and good. Therefore, it's called EF Shalasai Semer of Yom Tov. So it's called Sarchei Oichal Nefesh, that you couldn't do yesterday before Yom Tov. Therefore, it's mutter to strain it on Yom Tov. Let's see what to Rashi. Tilin Es HaMishmeres, Shemisananin Bo Shomre Yain. You want to strain out the wine that has the Shemorim inside it, the dregs inside it. Umoitach Pi Lachol Tzad. What do? You take this cloth and stretch it out on all sides, beagle around the hole. V'nasek oil al chalal hakli. It's like an oil, like a tent on top of the kli. V'yaf agav the oil, the ovid oil, the trash. Even though you make a tent on Yom Tov, still shorei b'Yom Tov. Reb Eliezer holds a smuta. Can a farish be gemar? The gemar will explain why he holds even machshiri oichal nefesh are also doicha Yom Tov. Avo b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos there he's moedi not allowed to make the tent, the oil metchil on Shabbos. Of the mitla lechatchila loy, you're not allowed to stretch it out mitchila, put the cloth on top of the kli. That's called you're making an asiyas oil arai. That's also our koponim midrabonin. Avulim tlu yehi, but if the cloth was already stretched out over the barrel before Shabbos, noistin letoichay shmorim or misanin, you could do this on Shabbos. The enderech bur bekach. Zok Rebbelezer, there's no listed iraisa. It's not a derech bur. And even midrabbanan also it's mutter. That's not the derech how to strain out, how to clean out the wine. Since you're doing with a shinui, here the rabbanan, here Rabbi Lezol, it's even mutter to do it midrabbanan. So the Gemara, hash the Rabbi Lezol, oy sufei oil arai, loy moy svinon lemevad lechatchila shari. It is a kasha. Rabbi Lezol will soon see holds a shita that on Shabbos nuadin on Yom Tov. It's also to make an oil on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. And even just to be meisif on the oil. It's in the case we already have the roof made already. And just there's a window on the roof. And the window is open. You want to put something to cover over the window. You're only being meisif on an oil. Alright. Still Rebbe Eliezer holds it also. We'll soon see the din. So for the Gemara, Madach he holds. You can't even add something to an oil that's already there. So the Mevah L'Chachila Shari, how can our Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer hold it's mutter metchila to go ahead and stretch out the cloth over the barrel, even though you're making an oil? How could it be it's mutter to make an oil metchila? So the Mar Mahi, where's this din? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah before, Pika Kachaloin. That's like the Zrashik Gein Aruba Sagag. If you have a window in the ceiling, in the roof, you have a window, and you want to clog up the window now, you want to put something to close it up, is Rebbe Eliezer Weimer. Bizman she kosher v'toloi, if this piece of wood that you're using to close up the window is hanging and tied up to the ceiling, then poikukim boy, then you're allowed to use it to clog up the hole. The pshat is, there's no din asiyas oil then, because since it's attached to the roof, it's hanging and attached, it's considered like part of the oil already. V'im lav, but if this piece of wood you want to use to close it up is not tied on to the roof, and it's not even hanging, but it's on the floor, is ain poikukim boy. Reb Lezol, you're not allowed to put this piece of wood back on top of the roof to cover up the hole of the window. Even though you already have a roof already, you already have an oil, all you're doing is just being moisif on the oil, still Reb Lezol is also to do it on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. The Chacham say though, ben kach ben kach poikukim boy. No, even if the stopper, even this piece of wood is not attached to the ceiling, not tied on, it's not even hanging, still it's mutter. The Yom Rava Baba Chona, Rava Baba Chona is mas, but what's the machlekes? Omer Rabbi Yechonim, ha'kil moidim she'ein oisin oil arai b'tchila b'yomtiv. Everybody's maskim, you can't do even on yomtiv to make an oil arai. An oil arai means it's not going to stay there for a long time. You put up this tent, this cover, but you can take it down. It's like portable. It's not something that's going to stay there a long time. That's called an oil arai, a tent that's arai only to be taken down. So it's also to do it on Yom Tov. The answer of Chlema v'Shabbos. This everybody holds. Avad, you can't make the tent metchila, the oil, the covering metchila on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Lo nechleku, where is the machlekes of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? Elo lohoisif. It's a machlekes where you already have the oil arai, you have already most of the roof, and now you want to add a little bit more onto the roof. Like this case, you have an open window in the roof. So the roof, the covering is there ready. All you want to do is just cover up the little hole you have in the roof. Even just hoisofo is aser and Shabbos and yomtiv. But the chum say no. Moisifin b'Shabbos v'ain tzaruch leim v'yomtiv. You're allowed to add to the roof on Shabbos, and who adin on yomtiv? You could add to it since it's oil. It's only an oil arai. It's a type of a roof, a tent, that's taken down, like this pekaka chalein, this type of window, that what you're covering up the window with, it's material, it's a board, that's aimed to open and close. So it's only an arai. And all you're doing is just being moist if you already have the main roof there ready, just adding on to it. So Chum says it's mutter, and your blood says it's also. So it's a pella for our Mishnah. How can our Mishnah say on Yom Tov, it's mutter metchila, to take this cloth and stretch it out over the barrel? You're making an oil arai mitchila, that's aser. And Reb Lezol even can't even be moisif. Savadi can't do the whole thing. So how could in the Mishnah Reb Lezol say it's mutter, and the Mishnah before Reb Lezol said it was aser to steer in Reb Lezol? And the Gemara, Sovalo k'Reb Yehuda. I'll tell you, Reb Lezol holds like Reb Yehuda Shita. The Tanya we learned, Ein ben yomtif l'shabbos elo oichol nefesh bovad. That all the Isurim that are nagei are on Shabbos, are nageya to Yom Tov also. Only oichol nefesh. You gotta do malachi is nageya to the oichol itself. The things you need for eating. The cooking, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Who would do noitso? You gotta carry out on Yom Tov. Also because it's called Tzarech Achila. We have Yehuda matir af machshiri oichol nefesh. We have Yehuda is even matir the hechshir to oichol nefesh. Not only the cooking of the food itself, but let's say you don't have a knife to cut the food. You let it go and make the knife on Yom Tov according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or you don't have an oven to bake with. You let it go and make the oven to bake with. Smell here also. You want to drink wine on Shabbos, and you can't drink unless you strain it out. And if you don't have a strainer yet, you're allowed to go ahead and make the strainer metchila on Yom Tov. That's why only on Yom Tov is Rabbi Eliezer Matir, to make this oil for the purpose of Oichol Nefesh. That's called Machshiri Oichol Nefesh. That's also Doiche Yom Tov. The Gemara, no, Eimodi Shamin and Lei. For Rabbi Yehuda, when do we hear Rabbi Yehuda Shita that you're allowed to even do the Hechsher of Melochis? For Eichel Nefesh, that's only B'machshirin She'yefsher La'asaytim Erev Yom Tov. It's only a type of a Melochon that you couldn't do Erev Yom Tov. Since you couldn't do it before Yom Tov, we'll let you do it on Yom Tov. L'moshel, let's say the knife breaks on Yom Tov. So we don't have any kasha, how come you didn't fix it up before Yom Tov? Before Yom Tov, you had the knife. The knife first broke on Yom Tov. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to fix the knife on Yom Tov. Even though it's not Eichel Nefesh itself, it's only a Hechsher for the Eichel Nefesh, We have Lezol, that's also Mutter. We have Yudol, that's Mutter.
But
like in our case here, when you want to stretch out this cloth over the barrel to make an oil in order to be able to sieve out the wine, this you could have done yesterday. There's no reason why you didn't do this Erev Yomtiv. So since this Hechsher could have been done Erev Yomtiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have no right to do it on Yomtiv. We'll see him set the Beitza about this, with the Ashram Sukkim like that. And for the Gemara, the Rabbi Eliezer Adifim and the Rabbi Yehuda. Enechnami, you have to say Rabbi Eliezer is saying a bigger chiddush than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is only Mate Hechsher Eichel Nefesh, where you couldn't have done an Erev Yomtiv. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, no. Even in the case of our Mishnah, where you could have made the sieve, you could have made this oil, you could have stretched out the cloth on top of the barrel, Erev Yomtiv, still we're blessed old if you didn't do it before Yomtiv, you're allowed to do it on Yomtiv. As the din from the Hechsher Eichel Nefesh is Deich Yomtiv. So it's no stira. We're blessed is only matter in our Mishnah because it's no Geya to Eichel Nefesh. It's the preparation to be able to drink your wine. Mashenka in the Mishnah before, that's talking about the Pekaka Chalim, that's talking about closing up a roof. That time you have an open window there, that has nothing to do with Eichel Nefesh. That's why there it's also on Shabbos, and who are then it's also on Yom Tov also. Yeah. So the Gemara Baita. And our Mishnah says, Achavim say, Ein Toilin Eshem Mishmeres Be Yom Tov. You're not allowed to stretch out the cloth on top of the barrel on Yom Tov, and Avada who are then on Shabbos also it's also. So the Gemara Boilihu. Tolo Mai. What's the halacha if you stretched out the cloth on Yom Tov or on Shabbos according to the Achavim? Omer Rabbi Yosef Tola Chayet Chattis. The Havimina is, if you stretch it out on top of the barrel of this cloth, your mamash Chayet Chattis, it's called like an oil kvar, it's called a real yisabinyan, you're making an oil, it's awesome in the rice. Frakti Gemara, Omer Layabaya, if this is called binyan, like before you didn't do anything, all you're doing is just stretching a cloth on top of a barrel. So if you're going to tell me this is called binyan, Elamayato, Tola Kuzo Besichto, Hochinami de Mechayev. If you hang up a picture on a peg, you tell me you're also chayiv. Because since you're taking the picture, like attaching it, hanging it up on top of the wall, on a peg in the wall, you'll say that's also chayiv. So Rashi, tolo kuzi v'sichta, tolo kli kotn v'mogud. You take a small kli and hang it on top of a peg. Yizochi nami d'mechayiv, v'hochi mai chiyu v'ikal, like there's no swear at all, you should be chayiv for him. B'yoyel haray. The same thing by us also. When you're putting the cloth on top of the barrel, it's only an oil arai. It's something I'm going to take off right away. Binyan gomer lehevi. There's no real binyan. And with the rabbanon who demisses her, avad. It's only us and the rabbanon. This is the kash. You can't say stam stretching a cloth over the barrel is an issur d'oraisa. Like what kind of issur? There's now no shaychus to binyan mid'oraisa. So the gemara elo avad the teretz says elo amar abaya mid'rabbanon he. Avad. It's only us and the rabbanon if you stretch the cloth over the barrel. And what's the issur? Shlo yase kederu shuoisa b'chil. It's not stam like in the rabbanon dika binyan. It's not the rabbanon dika oil. The vice of the reason why the rabbanon asked you to make an oil arai is because it's uvdu d'chil. It's something you usually do the middle of the weekday. The rabbanon don't want you to do certain things on Shabbos, and the issur is uvdu d'chil. It looks too much like you're doing weekday stuff that the rabbanon wanted you on Shabbos to do differently. So Rashi elam rabbayim the rabbanon kars v'lo chachomim t'mas nisin. Rabbanon don't want you to stretch out this cloth on top of the barrel. Don't do work like you do in the middle of the weekday. But midiraisa, there's no use of oil. Oil is only awesome midiraisa if it's an oil kva. That's something that's going to stay there permanently. But something that's only to take off right away, there's no use of midiraisa. It's only awesome midirabbanon mishum uvdu d'chil. Right. So the Gemara Abaya. Mankit Abaya Chumr Mas Nisi V'Toni. Abaya gathered together a bunch of braces that said Chumrs and put them together, learned them together. Trashi Mankit means Malakit. Chumri Mas Naisa Kololois Shal Braces. He put together a few braces and learned the Chumrs together. V'Toni Hagud V'Hamishmeres Kilo V'Kisei Galin Loyasa. All these things you're not allowed to make on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. The Yemosa Potter Avalosa. And if you do make it on Yom Tov or Shabbos, it's also midrabbonin. Now what are these cases? Let's see Rashi. Chaimet Rashi. Hagud, such Rashi. Who? That's the first one. Heis Hagud. Rashi, hagud is hu or shel behema, a piece of leather. Tofor, that's sewn up, or piv rochav, the opening is wide, moid, v'yesh loy shnatzen, it has straps, v'yoyvred rochim amalin oisayayin. They use this like a flask, like a leather flask, to fill it up with wine. Oy cholov, or else to keep milk in it. V'mokim shetoykin shum or aleihim, where they pitch their tents. There they stretch out this flask. Lolon v'shoyt chenoysen apiv motuch, and the opening is stretched out. Agav yisaydis, over pegs. V'yeruach oyveres mitachtav, and you want the air to go underneath it. U'metstanin and it cools it off. Shlo yiskalkel hayayin, that the wine should not become ruined from the heat. V'avidoyim li'oyo li'achash enimtach. Now since you take this flask and you stretch it out on the rim on top, you stretch it out on different pegs, so it looks like you're stretching out an oil now, and you want an oil of the pshat, it's a covering, so you want to have to use the underneath, the air underneath it. Here you want the air underneath to go underneath the flask to cool off the wine. So it's considered you want the avir underneath it. So that's nisa the rabbonin, it's an oil aray. It looks like you're making an oil. As you're stretching out, spreading out this flask, this piece of skin, that's leather, that you use to put wine inside it, so by stretching it out, it looks like you're making an oil. So that's also the rabbon. The next one is v'hamishmeres, that's the din of al-mishnah, that you can't stretch out a cloth on top of a basket, on top of a barrel, in order to be able to strain the wine in it. And that's also the rabbon, and it looks like an oil. Kilo, what's the case of a kilo, Zitrashi? Sheyesh begag tefach. Usually kilo is like a canopy, like something you put on top of the bed, or that you want to sleep underneath it. So it gives you shade, you could sleep underneath it. So it's also awesome in the Rabbanan. So Rashi learns, since if there's a tefach, if the gag has a tefach on top, the gag, the roof, is at least a tefach 4 inches wide, then it's awesome in the Rabbanan. That's going to an oil, alright, like we'll see in the Gemara later. But let's say there's no tefach on top, and Mamash comes to a point like, very slanty, like a regular tent. If it's an oil aray, that will even be mutter metchila to do it. It's only yosser if it has a gag tefach. Yeah, the third case is v'kisei galin. Satrashi k'moy mita galal nisa de kira. We have before in Perek Akira. It's called the bed that comes from this place galal nisa. Who I didn't hear. V'kisei galin means a chair that comes from this place galin. Satrashi v'hu shem mokum. It's the name of the place. Umefarkin mitoisayim vikisiyosayim. So Rashi learns the pshat here is that they used to take apart their beds and their chairs. V'etoyanin oisayimoyin, and they would carry it with them. V'choizun umachzirin oisin, when they wanted to use it again as a chair or a bed, they would have to put it together again. They'd have to put the pieces back in place. So this is also awesome in the Rabbonin. So Rashi lo yase, why? Rashi di oil arai ninu. It's the first two cases, the good stretching out this flask, or stretching out the mishmeres, or the three cases, or kilo, they're all also as oil aray. They're also in the rabbanon. But Rashi, v'kisei galin, what's wrong with the type of a chair? If you take it apart, l'chur, there's no oil there, because the chair itself, like the part you sit on, that's going to be like a oil, that's already made from before Shabbos. You're just taking it apart and putting it back together again. Rashi learns enech nami, nami gzera shemi yitoka b'choizit. It's not an issa oil, it's an issa since you have to put together the pieces. Maybe you'll put the pieces together very strong, and they'll be like an issa of yitoka b'chezik, like a binyan. You're putting it strongly in its place, putting like the leg in its place, that's an issa binyan. So the Gemara, oil a kva, let's say you make a permanent tent, a permanent roof, that's lo yasi you shouldn't do on Shabbos or Yom Tov, v'yemosa chayiv chatis. That's an issur d'oraisa. For making the roof alone, for making the oil alone, you chayav chatas. Avo mita. Let's say you have stam a bed. So Rashi shalonu. A bed like we have, hamachuberis, it's all attached. V'yomdes. Now instead of being flat down, it's standing up. Is a moises kufiv, was standing up by muta on the side, al tzideho, muta l'ntoiso. You let her put it down the way you want to use it to sleep on. L'yashva raglet, put it down on its legs. V'yafagav dehashta ovid oil, even though now look where you're making a tent. So now it looks like the mattress, like it's on top of the ground. So you have oil underneath it. Shari, still it's mutter. to loimidi yovet, because by putting down the bed, you didn't do anything. You stand put it down in order to sit on, to sleep on. But the bed was already made from before Shabbos. And it's considered like the oil was also here before Shabbos. Because the mattress was on the bed. You just have to put it down and on its legs, that's not called anything. So Avonita Vekise Trasko. Truly say Kise Trasko is a folding chair. So Drashi Kach Shemoi Vialyone Shalor Umekaplin Oisoi used to fold it up. Ugeshemasalkin Oisoi, when you would take it out, same chinois lekois, you put it near the wall, you want to sit on it, you spread it out, you sit on its four legs. So since everything was there, it's just folding and putting it back together again, that's mutter. Who adin v'yasla, the drasha v'yasla, the same type of a folding chair, also came kisei trust, it's made the same folding chair, aval or ha-porish olav, but the skin that's spread on top of the chair, nokiv, it has a hole in it. Lebeis ha-kisei, they used to use this for the beis ha-kisei, to make on. Is mutalin tois lochatchila. You let it spread it out, mitchila, open up this chair. To ovit v'koi, and since the chair was already made from before Shabbos, it was just folded up, you let it unfold it. It's something that everything is there, just fold it up, you could unfold it. That's called mutalin tois lochatchila, to ovit v'koi. It's already made. Well, this is a shiloh, Moshe, what about an umbrella? Or else, what about a carriage you have, a baby carriage, that you want to spread out the top roof, like to protect it from the sun? Because by spreading it out, you're making an oil. But one shot, one head, there is no. Since it's like Rashi says here, it's the Ovid V'koi. Since it's all attached, it's all made, all you got to do is just spread it out and put it back up again. It's all attached, the hinges are all attached from before Shabbos. That's not called making an oil. Making an oil means nothing was there, now you're spreading it out. But like by a baby carriage, that the hood is attached, and all you gotta do is just push it down and push it up, some say that's muta. Right, we'll see more, we'll learn the halachas about this. Weiter, v'yei noisten l'tluya b'shabbos. The Mishnah says, what, even though you have it stretched out, the material, the towel is stretched out over the barrel from before Shabbos, so you're not making an oil on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to strain the yayin through the material on Shabbos. You can't put the wine to sift it out. Like this, you have wine full of shmarim, full of the dungs inside it, full of the pits and shells. So if you want to strain it to be able to drink it, that's also to do on Shabbos. So the Gemara boiluhu, shimur mai. Let's say somebody does strain it on Shabbos. What's the halacha? Omer Rav Kano, shimur chayiv chatas. You should know it's an issue de raisa. And you do it peshoigig yichayi v'chatis. So drashi dala, that's right. Mas give law for the markasha. Mas give law Rav Sheshes. Mi yikamidi, how could that be? The rabbonad mechayi v'chatis. You're telling me the Mishnah the Chachamim say it's also to strain it on Shabbos. And according to Chachamim, there's an issue deraisa, yichayi v'chatis. For Rabbi Eliezer, shor v'lechatchila. Rabbi Eliezer says no. If it was already stretched out from before Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer holds, you're allowed to put the wine through the sift, you're allowed to sift it on Shabbos. It's mutter mitchila to do it. For the more, how could there be such a machlokes? The Chacham said there's an issur d'oraisa, and the Eliezer holds it's mutter mitchila. I'm all past the machlokes. He holds it's osur mitchila, he holds it's osur only mitrabbonim. He holds it's only osur mitrabbonim, he holds it's mutter mitrabbonim. But such a big merchik, that once you say there's an issur d'oraisa, and once you say there's an issur d'rabbonim, we don't have such a big machlokes. So the Gemara Maskev of Rabbi Yosef, Alom Aloy, why not? I'll show you another case we have like this. Hare Ir Shel Zohov. You have a case of an Ir Shel Zohov. That's a type of a jewelry that an Isha wears. It's a golden jewelry that has a picture of Yerushalayim. Ir HaZohov means Yerushalayim. The Rabbi Meir Mechayev Chatis. Rabbi Meir holds of an Isha who walks out wearing this on Shabbos, she's Chayev Chatis. He holds this thing is so choshev. It's not even a derech for Nisha to wear it for jewelry. So therefore it's called a masli, and it's an issur d'oraisa to help Rav Meir. For Rabbi Eliezer, shor lechatchila. Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, it's mutter mitchila for Nisha to walk out with it. As he holds, it's called a tachshit. It's called a piece of jewelry. The Isha looks nice with it. So therefore it's a svar, it's bottled to the goof. And he holds, it's even mutter mitchila. There's no gzerer mit rabbonin. Like usually, Medina the Gemara is a gzera not to for Nisha. She should not wear jewelry because maybe she'll take it off and show her friends, and then she'll walk down Damas. But here the svar is, who wears such a good piece of jewelry? Only a choshev isha. And a choshev isha, the Gemara says, well, not choshev, she'll take it off to show her friends. I mean, Naga, that's one of the teirim, the bechlal b'sman is there, that all women wear all type of jewelries. Because we said today, since they're all called noshim chashuvas, it's not a derech anymore to take off your jewelry to show your friend, so there won't be any xer you come to walk with the daldams. But I call upon him, Rabbi Lezer holds that this jewelry of ir shalzov, it's mutter mechila. So you see, it's a merchak, that one says it's osim mediraisa, and one says it's mutter mechila. So the more mahi, where's this machlok? It's the tanya we learned before. Loi teitze isha b'ir shalzov. An isha cannot walk out on Shabbos with his jewelry made out of a gold piece of gold that looks like the picture of Yerushalayim. The yimiyotzo, she walks out with it on Shabbos wearing it, is chayeves chatez divrei Remeya. Remeya old is a chiyev chatez, the old is not called a tachshit, yamamish chayev. So Drashi, the love tachshit to elamasi, consider she's carrying it. Vachachomim oimrim, loi teitze, chom say no, enechanamish midirabonin, it's also to go out with it. Vimiyotza ptura. But if she walks out midraisa, she's potter. Rashi learns potter the tachshitu. Miyikra din, it is jewelry. It is a tachshit for the isha. Lechatchila asa dilma shol for your machvoy. Midrabonan asa the dough. She can't walk out with jewelry because we're afraid she'll take it off and show it to her friend and she'll walk with the daldamas. So it's only asa midrabonan. That's the rabonan shita. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, yoitza isha b'yir shelzo lechatchila. No, an isha is allowed to go out wearing this jewelry made out of gold, mitchila. So you see such a merchit, that Reb Lezer holds this mutter mitchila to go out with it, and according to Rav Meir, there's an isser d'oraisa. So Drashi, yoitz isha, demand dark ala meipek b'ir shelzov. What type of an isha goes out with such a good piece of jewelry, this piece of gold? Is isha chashuva, or chashuva isha? The isha chashuva lo shofa machvoy. And a chashuva isha, we don't have this gezera, we're not afraid to come to take it off and show our friends. She doesn't take off things with Shusha Rabbi. Omalei Abai, Abai says, no, for this din is no riot to what we're talking about. Mi Savret, who says, Rabbi Eliezer, Ada Rabbi Meir Koi, who says Rabbi Eliezer is going directly to Din Zachan Rabbi Meir? That Rabbi Meir says it's awesome, and you're right, son, and your Eliezer says, no, it's Mutta Metchila. Do you know, Chayev Eschatis, Ada Rabbonin Koi, I'll tell you, Rabbi Eliezer's only Din Zach, his Mechulik, is the Rabbonin. Do you know, report to Lavrosa. Rabbonin say that it's only us and the Rabbonin to walk out with this piece of jewelry. Because midiraisa, the Rabbonin also moedi, it's called a tachshit. Just Rabbonin said there's a gzera, maybe we should take it off and show our friends. V'yomalu iyu, and Reb Lezer says back, no, mutlech tchila. Yeah. So weiter, Reb Lezer is only arguing on the Rabbonin. So Reb Lezer argues with the Rabbonin, Reb Lezer holds it's mutter mitchila, and the Rabbonin say, no, it's us and the Rabbonin. And then the Rabbonin dings the Rameya. Reb Meir says it's awesome with the Raisa. The Rabbonin says, no, it's only awesome with the Rabbonin. But you don't have a direct machlokes that one says it's awesome with the Raisa, and one says it's even mutter mitchila. So it's a little of a kasha. But in the Gemara blives like this. The next time, according to Reb Lezer, it says it's mutter mitchila to do it. And the Chomim, though, hold is mamash in Issa the Raisa. It's awesome with the Raisa to do it. And now we'll soon ask the kasha, what is the Issa the Raisa? Mishumai Masrinim Bey. So the Gemara. Now that we say, if you do the shimmer, if you do the sifting on Shabbos, you are chayev chatis, which malacher is it? Like, what hasra do we want him before him? So, drashi mishumai masrinim bay, lemishamer, someone is going to sift, what's the malacher that we want him before not to do it? Is rabbi rama mishum burr. Rabbi hold, this is doing to the malacher of burr. You're like separating the psalus, the bad part of the wine, the pits and shells, from the good part of the yayin. So you have to warn the person, don't do this on Shabbos, because it's the malach of Burr. Rabbi Zeira Oimer, no, Mishum Arachid. The malach here is doimet to sifting. Arachid is sifting. Sifting, that's doimet to here. We'll soon see what the svaras are. So Drashi Mishum Burr. The Hainami Burru. You're also separating the pselas from the yoichel. Zot Gemara. Omar Rabba, Rabbi says, Kavos Siddhi Mistarfa. I'll bring you right to what I'm saying. That this type of sifting of the wine is doime to burr. Why? My dak is a burr. What's the derech of a burr? How do you usually do the malachas burr? Noitel oichel. Usually take out the good oichel. O maniach apsilis. You leave the psilis over. That's burr. You take the good and leave over the bad. You're separating good from bad. Is that fochinami noitel es oichel? You're like pouring the wine. That the wine is going to go through this cloth and the clean wine comes out, that's the oichu you want. You're leaving over the bad part, the bad particles, on top of the cloth. So it's doime to burr. So Rashi learns, kavos edidi mistavra, diyasu beimishim burr hasrohi. If I warn you, be careful, don't do this malach, it's doime to burr, it's called hasroh. Dinoitel oichu l'mniach psilis. So Rashi, the rabbi, hu adinami diyasu beimishim marakit hevi hasroh. His avada rabbi is also moida, that this is